The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we move to London, and you may have seen online over the weekend that the watchmaker Swatch had to close their stores due to chaotic crowds gathering for the launch of their latest product, the limited edition Royal Pop watches. To talk through what happened, I'm joined by editor of London Centric, Jim Waterson. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I thought Swatches were last cool in the 1980s, but I'm behind the curve.
Well, I think it's been a bit of, I've been having to get up to speed a bit on this after seeing all the chaos over the weekend. But this is a collaboration with the, and I'm going to mangle the pronunciation now, Audemars Piguet, or Audemars Piguet, I think it is.
Well, the fancy watch brand, yeah.
A fancy watch brand, the sort that you sort of see advertised on the back of glossy magazines as costing tens and tens of thousands of pounds. And they've done a collaboration with Swatch, which is a much lower end. And it seems to have been, I think people will probably be aware of the idea of the idea of a drop of sort of fashion brands releasing limited editions. And what's happened here is it's got slightly out of control. You want a buzz, you want crowds, but you don't actually want a riot. And I think they've made something just a little bit too desirable and a little bit too tempting to try and flip on eBay.
Well, is that what happened, or is this all a marketing campaign, you know, to have us talking about the fact that the stores had to be closed?
I get the feeling that this one has actually got a bit out of hand, that they wanted a buzz, that they wanted something a bit different. But you want to sort of have people talking about it and have people queuing up. But you don't really want the police having to actually lock down the stores to the point you can't actually sell anything. So I think this one has gone a bit out of hand. You see it all the time, certainly in central London at the moment, fashion brands getting queues around multiple blocks for limited edition releases, all driven by the fact that if you put it on TikTok, if you put the location there, something that you previously had to be in the know for, to follow certain forums, to know the right person who knew when the release was coming, Now, half the city can see within a couple of hours. And if you're a bored teenager or an adult with nothing better to do, you can swamp down there and join the fun. And sort of being part of the chaos, I think, is often part of the fun.
Yeah, and it wasn't just an orderly queue, because in some parts of the world, there were all sorts of fights, even arrests happening off the back of this launch.
Yes, I think in Liverpool there were sort of people menacing others in the queue with a sort of, you know, if you don't give us your watch when you come out, you might have trouble. This is all part of this strange world we live in, where the intensity of the attention that you can conjure up on a certain thing suddenly leaves the Metropolitan Police in London going, what on earth are we suddenly dealing with here? You know, you get no advance warning, and before you know it, you're being called to try and disperse 300 people who want to buy a limited edition watch. And certainly this weekend in London, when there was a Tommy Robinson rally and an FA Cup one, you can see why they said to Swatch, just shut your stores, we're not dealing with this now.
Well, I can imagine it is a topic of conversation, because as you say, it's happening with more regularity, that you have these big brands doing these massive launches without any idea of how they're going to control it if it all goes the way they want it to, which is to attract large crowds.
Right. And it's so hard to get it right. You sort of want a small number turning up. You want something to show that there's a buzz, but you don't want it to get out of hand. And that seems to have been what's happened here. And I was talking to the police on a completely unrelated fashion drop the other day, and they're saying we were having to bundle teenagers who did get the stuff into police fans. This wasn't the Swatch one. This is a different fashion brand, to get them away from the launch, because otherwise the other teenagers are going to rob them. So this is the sort of thing that London's having to deal with now.
It was a really valuable buy, though, for the people who managed to get their hands on this Swatch at the weekend, because it's already selling for many multiples of what the purchase price was, right?
Yes, I mean, certainly people are listing them at that, and I assume that they'll get them. And at the high end of watches, certainly in London, there's a lot of reporting we've been doing and about how their stores of value, they're also quite helpful ways to get at the very high end money out of the country, because if you put a sort of £30,000 watch on your wrist and fly out to Dubai, that's a lot easier than taking £30,000 in cash out. So watches as a sort of investment, as well as the thing to actually tell you the time, are always an intriguing topic.
Yeah, they don't usually increase in value this quickly. I see one purchaser in the States bought them for $400, this watch, and sold it for $4,000. Like, that's a good turnaround.
That is a good turnaround, and it almost makes it worth taking, you know, taking part in a riot to get one. But yeah, you can see why people are willing to take the risk. If you can flip it for 10 times the value overnight, you can see why people are queuing up.
Jim, thank you for being with us this morning. Jim Watterson from London Centric.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.